Maybe in the gospel today is a different than the image of the shepherd that we normally hear in the gospel of John. Normally the story of the good shepherd we hear about, of Jesus leaving the 99 sheep, who goes after the one who has strayed. Jesus is our shepherd, who leads us and guides us, who unifies us, who cares for us, and desires to take care of us. Sometimes we, like sheep, can find, if we're maybe have plenty of grass to eat, plenty of water to drink, if we're taken care of, sometimes we might forget that the shepherd even exists when many of our human needs are being taken care of. And sometimes I think that this can be very true for us at times as well in our own life. If work is good, family is okay, other things in life are going all right, sometimes we lose our own focus. Maybe that we have a shepherd, or there is a shepherd who is watching over us. There is a shepherd who is guiding us and leading us, and wants us to bring us to pastures to rest, who wants to meet any and all of our needs. And if we stray, he comes after us, searches us out. In the gospel today, it's kind of interesting. It kind of falls, as we hear Jesus in the last few weeks that we've been hearing Jesus in his public ministry, and has been doing a lot of teaching and healing. He's been chasing out demons. Last week we heard Jesus send out the apostles two by two, and they went to cure many people and went to also chase out many demons, and actively calling on the name of Jesus and teaching and preaching. And recognizing that Jesus notices many people are beginning to hear about him and the apostles and needing a place to rest, right? So we hear about them hopping into a boat, and interesting enough, the people figure out where he is going, and they meet him, they beat him there, and they're waiting for him. The one whom they were desiring to get away from, take a rest from, come around and meet them on the other side of the lake. That realization. Now, I think it's important to say that we all need rest. We all need place and time to rest. I sometimes find whenever I decide to pray or to sit and to be quiet for a little while, or even sometimes in my office to do some things that just need me to rest and reflect, is usually the time that the phone rings. It's usually the time the email comes in. Also, maybe in my mind, when I sit down to rest, all the things flood into my mind that I haven't gotten to yet, right? Why are you sitting down? You need to do this. Why are you resting? There's things to do. And so sometimes, even in our desire to rest or to take a break, particular things flood in or come into those particular areas. And so how do we distinguish against them, right? Which ones do we push away? Which ones do we engage? Jesus notices that the people who came to him were hungering for something. They were hungering for a leader. They were hungering for someone whom they could trust in, who could care for them, who would bring them to the right place to receive nourishment, who would take care of their hungerness. So to recognize that in our own life, we do need to go away for places to rest. And sometimes we might desire to go to desolate places, places maybe where nothing else exists. But to recognize, as we try to go to those places, God is going to meet us there, right? We can't rest without God, if I could say that. Don't try to rest without God. If you desire to rest, rest in him. And maybe ultimately I have found in my own life that rest comes when I am able, with God in his presence, maybe to deal with the particular things that are going on in my own life that maybe I originally was running from or trying to hide from. I usually find rest when I actually bring those things to God, my Father, when I recognize that he is ready there as my shepherd to listen to me. He is ready there as my shepherd to care for me and to love me. And realizing maybe I don't necessarily need him to solve my problems that maybe I'm running from or I need rest from, but maybe all I really need is for him to listen or to validate my struggles or for me to recognize that he is with me in these particular struggles as well. That again, there is no place that we can run that God is not already there or already present. And the key to finding rest and peace in our life is to make sure that the Lord is there. Rest and peace will not come unless we have a shepherd, unless we allow the shepherd to walk with us in whatever particular things are going on in our own life. I think it's also important to recognize that we do hunger, right? Many times we hunger for peace. We hunger for justice, as we hear. We hunger at times just to be fed. We hunger for people to listen to us, to pay attention to us. Maybe we hunger for some of our physical ailments to be taken care of. Sometimes we hunger for our broken hearts to be healed. Might have been broken through divorce, maybe broken through hurtful relationships, betrayal, particular things that take place. So we hunger and we long for particular things. And so this is natural. This is normal. And finally, I just will say, if we hunger and we notice our hunger, where do we go to be fed? Where do we go for that hunger to be turned into satisfying, satisfaction? Where do we run to? Where do we go to? Of course, there's many different outlets in the world that we have today, some positive, some negative. Sometimes you can pick up the phone and call someone whom you know will listen. Maybe sometimes it is coming to the Adoration Chapel or coming to Mass. Maybe at other times it is just taking a break, which can be very helpful to meet or find satisfaction in that hungerness of our own heart. But recognizing the thing is, for our own hungerness, is realizing that really, truly, only God is the one that can satisfy. Not to say that he can fix it, but satisfaction comes from, again, that we know that our Lord and God hears us and desires for us to be at rest and to be at peace. So in moments that you find yourself running from God, maybe stop and chuckle a little bit and recognize that he's already going to be there waiting for you wherever you're running. So maybe stop right there and just invite him into the pitiful struggles that are there. And if you've done that many times, continue to do that many times. A second is make sure where we all need a shepherd. So even if things are going well or things are good, we as humans need a God whom we can follow, a God whom we can turn to, someone who will lead us, someone who will shepherd us. Sometimes we see that as our parents. Sometimes we might see that as our bosses, employees. Sometimes we might see that as presidents of different organizations or nations. Sometimes we might see it in other different levels. But ultimately, the one who can truly, completely shepherd us is our God. I'd like to believe that many of you are not here just because you didn't have anything else to do at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning. But you're here to encounter God, your shepherd, the God whom your heart longs for, the God whom your heart is hungering for. So encounter him here, rest here, and continue to allow him to be your shepherd. And then once you're at peace with God, your shepherd, invite other people to know him as well.